Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 8th of March. And as always, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, if you're listening to this podcast, this free podcast, and you like what you hear, you can always sign up, of course, and join the Marcus Today community, marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board. It's a fantastic newsletter, even though I say it myself. We also have a really very, very informative and great Facebook discussion group, exclusive for our members as well. Very well-behaved group, and lots of great ideas coming through in that. Lots of feedback as well for members. So I would urge you to join marcustoday.com.au. Plenty of podcasts out this week as well, including one with Louise Bedford, which is an absolute cracker. And just getting on, of course, to the scores on the doors, as we do this time of the afternoon. It is Friday afternoon. Thank God it's Friday. And we closed, I got to say, pretty impressively, 83.3 points higher, 1.07%. We have risen pretty much 1.3% for the week, 100-odd points, 102 to be exact, 78.47. We had opened at 77.68. We had a high of 78.53.1, a low of 77.68. The big driver in our market today was the banking sector, which has been monumental in terms of lifting this market up, and it was no exception today. Commonwealth Bank 1.8% higher, NABs 2.3% higher, Westpac 2.6% higher, ANZ 1.7% higher. The big bank basket was up 2%. That is a big move, up to $214.07. That is pretty much the all-time high for my big bank basket, which is just the addition of those four share prices. Does not take into account any dividends there at all. So a pretty impressive performance. Macquarie also impressed, up 2%. ASX up 1.6%. QBE in the insurers, they were doing well as well, up 0.8%. Suncorp up 1.4%. IAG also up 1%. But the big mover in the banking sector was Virgin. Big mover there. They rose nearly 33% on a deal with the UK Building Society Nationwide. So a massive, massive jump for Virgin there. Bring out the Branston is very much in evidence there. We'll see if that deal goes through. But certainly a good day for the banks. In fact, an extraordinary day for the banks. We did see the REITs joining in the fun as well. Centre Group up 1.9%, Stockland up 2.4%. We also saw the 10-year yield dipping below 4%. That certainly helped the REITs. It shouldn't really help the banks, but it did. Probably the Virgin deal helping as well, highlighting perhaps that the banks may be cheap, although on a global metrics they are the most expensive banks. But they're also what they call the widow maker trade, whereby overseas hedge funds and overseas investors sell our banks, short them. And you did get the feeling that they've been caught a little on the short side. Industrials too doing well today. We have the likes of Telstra up 1.1%, REA up 1.5%, Woolies up 1.7%, Origin up 0.8%, and Tech's also doing well, of course. WiseTech up 2.3%. So a pretty good day all round. The only real patch of red in the industrial space was Brambles, down 1.5%. But it really was all about the banks today and that extraordinary rise of around 2% for the big bank basket. In resources, though, they clearly didn't get the message in terms of record highs that we have got today. BHP was up a measly 0.2%. Rio down 0.6%. Fortescue down 0.3%. Looks like the surging Aussie dollar, as the US dollar falls, taking its toll on the resource sector at the moment. Pilbara was down 0.7%. Gold stocks, we did see bullion prices higher again overnight, but unfortunately, in Aussie dollar terms, not quite so exciting. Newmont fell 1%, Northern Star up 0.2%, Evolution up 1.2%, but generally, gold stocks were easier across the board today, unfortunately, for gold bugs. So we also saw some numbers out from Genesis last night, and the stock there falling away today. Somewhat softer numbers there, 3% down for Genesis. In terms of the oil and gas sector, we did see a little bit of a bubble higher on the oil price on the back of the State of the Union address by Joe Biden. Woodside up 1.7 and Santos up 0.5%. In corporate news today, well, GQG suffered a little bit, down 1.8%, as we did see a sell down there from Pacific Group. Around 4% of their holding there sold down. And we also saw MAG, which is Magmatic Holdings, doing a JV with Twiggy and Fortescue Metals. And that was up 38% today. And also we saw the Mineral Resources doing that deal. And SQM in the lithium space spoke of aggressive Australian expansion. Not sure what they mean by that, but they're certainly pushing away on an aggressive Australian expansion in the lithium space. Economic news today, not much out today. We do have jobs numbers out from the US tonight. Non-farm payrolls, 200,000 is the magic number. Asian markets generally higher. We have got at the moment Tokyo up 0.3, Hang Seng up 1.1, and the Chinese market down 0.2%. In the winner's circle today, taking the accolade, standing on the podium, spraying champagne everywhere, was Virgin UK, 32.9% higher, 10 million shares traded. We had LOT, L-O-T, which is Lotus Resources, doing well today as well. They raised money at 30 cents. That's looking a cracker in terms of those that took that placement. They were up 6.8%, 8 million shares traded, 360. Bit of broker coverage around there for them. They got to a Michael Jackson, a 1-2-3-4. And we had that at 5.8%. We had around 2 million shares traded there. Judo, not chopped today, 5.8% higher on 2 million shares. AWC, Alcoa. Target AWC up 5.2% on 14 million shares, and Strike Exploration up 4.7%. In the loser's corner today, on the naughty step, we had BrainChip having a bit of a brain fade, down 4.9%, 14 million shares traded there. We had RSG Resolute also falling away today, or Reserves and Mineral Reserve Resource Statement there to blame for that one, down 3.8%, 11 million shares. Tyro not doing too well today, a little bit tired, down 3.5%, 2 million shares. Genesis, in the beginning was the word, was down 3% today on the back of their numbers, a little bit softer after the broker comments there, 10 million shares traded. IRE, Iris, down 2.9%, and Zip, which has been zipping up with the Zipperati, really in full voice in terms of cheering that Zip price higher, down 2.8% today, 37 million shares traded today. It's looking to take over from Pilbara as the retail punter's special. Pilbara only traded 17 million shares today. Satire falling 2.7% as well, 6 million shares. In terms of sectors today, well, the standout was the banks, financials, insurance, REITs, healthcare, pretty much everything across the board except for gold miners, base metals, iron ore, and coal stocks. So there we go. They were affected by the Aussie dollar to some extent, and all the money piling into the banks at the moment. The big bank basket, as I say, $214.07, 2% higher. The Alltech index was up 1%, not even keeping pace really with the underlying ASX 200. Gold falling back to $3,255 an ounce. Volatility continues in the Bitcoin place. $67,221 a fund token. The 10-year yield also is currently just, let's get the latest up for you. The 10-year yield here for 3.97%. There we go, and the Aussie dollar, 66.28. Over in Asia, we have got those better markets, although China not doing too much. In terms of US futures, Dow futures down 16, NASDAQ futures down 32. But if you'll remember, it's all about fair value, not a lot of movement at the station for for the word is passed around that at the end of the day, it is all about non-farm payrolls. We also saw as well in our time in America, obviously in their evening time, the Joe Biden State of the Union, which was pretty feisty. Joe was out swinging, and no rebuttal from Donald Trump. The Republican official rebuttal came from one of their up-and-coming senators, doing it from her kitchen. So probably lacking a little bit of the clout that Donald Trump usually brings to his performances. But certainly a much better performance from Joe Biden, and some quite positive things coming out of that for his campaign anyway. All right, looking at the major movers and shakers today, stocks we haven't talked about. Well, we haven't talked about West Wildcat, WC8, a few lithium stocks finding some friends today, 3.6% higher. PolyNovo also doing well today, 4.4% higher. DXB, which is one we added to the small cap portfolio a week or so ago, up another 9.1%. That now brings it to around 37% gain on that one. We did see some stabilization in Drone Shield. They obviously got back to base, recharged the battery, and off to flying again, up 5% there. Bit of a recovery, and need a bit more than that, though, after those three directors sold down. Global Lithium also doing well today, up nearly 7%. Only 464,000 shares traded, though. Tuas, T-U-A, down 2.3%. A million shares traded on that one. And we also saw Macquarie Telecom coming off the boil as well, down 2.1%, but very thin volume as usual. Satire fell 2.7%. We had Patriot Battery Metals down 0.6%. Chalice, Poison Chalice today, down 2.6%. And Mesoblast easing back 7.5%. Speculative stock of the day, nothing really with huge volumes, although Magmatic Resources, MAG, had a very good day today. They've got Fortescue, Twiggy Forest, farming in to one of their projects and making a cornerstone investment. Looking at the results and company announcements today in a little more detail, Virgin Money, $5.7 billion takeover from Nationwide Building Society. Genesis Minerals, net profit for the first half, 24 of 14.8 generated based on gold sale revenue of 201.1 million. We had Kogan, bit of an insider transaction there. The CFO and COO, David Schaefer, has disclosed the sale of 2 million shares. Seems to be all the go at the moment. The Drone Shield boys sold out the other day at around 68 cents. Platinum Asset Management reported funds under management 29th of February was 15.56 billion from 15.19 billion at the end of January. And Pacific Current Group confirms the sale of its 4% stake in GQG via an underwritten block trade. In economic news today, well, we didn't get an awful lot. We got labour account for Australia. Total jobs increased 0.2% to 16 million. Field jobs increased 0.4% to 15.6. The other big news, of course, was Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He did come out swinging and talked about Israel. Didn't mention much about China, but certainly had a go at Big Pharma, had a go at rich taxpayers as well, wanting them to pay more tax, and also putting in place some plans for a temporary port in Gaza for humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, in Asia, Japan's household spending shrank the most in almost a year. That certainly will not help the Japanese government with their decision on rates, which they are mulling over at the moment. Household outlays declined by 6.3% in January. Instagram has overtaken TikTok in the app downloads in a race for new users. And US non-farm payrolls tonight, 200,000 is the magic number. Well, that is it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning. And I'd urge you, of course, always to read the Saturday newsletter. It's always full of very interesting roundup of the week's events. So a great way to catch up if you haven't had time this week to read the Marcus Today newsletter. And if you are listening for the first time, or even not the first time, but listening for this for free, and you aren't yet a member of the community, we'd love to have you on board. MarcusToday.com.au. Sign up for a free trial, see what we can do for you, and have a great weekend.